Specials podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, welcome along to another week of the Specials podcast. Every week we look at the X Factor and the Strictly Come Dancing betting in the company of Strictly expert Andy Holding. He'll be giving you his best tips very soon. And reality trader here at William Hill, Rob Dixon, looking at all things X Factor. Love you to get involved as well, of course. You can get in touch with Rob on Twitter at reality_Rob. But without further ado, let's kick it off with Andy Holding's thoughts on this week's Strictly Come Dancing betting.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Strictly Come Dancing podcast. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at the bets for week number 10. Of course, week 9 saw the departure of the star of 2016, the shape of Ed Balls, who him and Katya finally perished when they went into the dance-off with Judge Rinder, and they saw fit that they saw the politician not quite good enough in the technical department, and he went, I'm afraid, which left Judge Rinder to live to fight another day, along with Danny, Louise, Claudia and Ora make up the final Fab Five going into week number 10. Looking at the outright market, well, it's quite clear that Danny Mac has got this competition by the short and curlies, because he's now an 8-11 poke with William Hill. He's timed up from odds against now to odds on in the last couple of weeks, courtesy of two maximum 40s. I don't think I've ever seen two celebrity go 2 weeks back to back with the maximum score, but he's managed to do that. This week he is dancing a very good tango, judged on the footage I've seen in midweek, but to One Night Only from the Dream Girls. Once again, I think Danny will sail through with flying colours. We then go on to Louise, who's also doing particularly well. They're doing the quick step, her and Kevin, to the Deadwood stage by Calamity Jane. There's going to be obviously plenty of content and personality put into that particular dance, so that should be good for them. So then we get down to the nitty-gritty. Now, these are the three up for grabs. Claudia Fagopani is 9-1 outright, along with Aurea Dorby, and 10-1. Robert Rinder, the 16-1 outsider, are arguably vying for the next elimination battle, because they've all been in the bottom three somewhere along the way. Of course, Judge Rinder was in the bottom two last week, so he technically is the most vulnerable. He's doing the samba this week, which, to be honest, isn't a great dance for him, considering that last week he went into the bottom two with the rumba. Obviously, that's where the hip action come in, and he didn't really have too much forward and back rotation in that particular dance. So he could well struggle again in the rumba. And if he's in the bottom two, I think he might well perish, as the odds suggest. He's 3-1 on around about that mark to go this week. Looking at the other two, well, Aurea Dorby is doing the foxtrot, which should be really suitable for his style. And then we've got Claudia, who's doing the salsa, which is a very cheeky dance. And the key to her is whether she engages with the audience with the connection that she's got with AJ. That's a slight issue that she's had. She did an amazing Argentine tango last week, but she only got four nines, which I thought was which is way under mark. She should have got at least a 10 and amongst there. But that's the problem. I just don't think she's probably engaging as well with her partner as one or two of the others are. So I think the betting's about right. If Judge Rinder gets into the bottom two, it's hard to see him surviving, because I don't think he's technically as good as Claudia or Ore, or indeed his samba's going to be as polished as it is the other pair. So that's the way I see it this week. Robert Rinder, Judge Rinder will go this week, and we're going to be left with the Fab Four, which is Claudia, Ore, Danny Mac and Louise. Looking ahead, actually, I've noticed that we are betting on the next judge to replace Len Goodman, who was on the Chris Evans show this morning, and not even Chris Evans could get Judge Len to get back in the judge's chair, so to speak. So it'll be interesting to see who takes over. Now, Anton de Beck is the obvious favourite, but he's gone on record to say that he hasn't even been approached yet. So my recommendation it would be to back Karen Hardy at this current moment with William Hill. I do think that's a decent bet, because she obviously goes on the It Takes Two programme and does Choreography Corner. She's won the prize before with Mark Rampakash. She's very well respected. She knows the drill on the BBC channel. And she'll even out the judging as well, two boys, two girls, which I think will make quite an interesting dynamic. So It's an early stage yet, but if for those of you looking for a bit of an anti-post or a long-term interest, then look no further than Karen Hardy to be the replacement for Len Goodman. That's it for this week. We're now going to go over to Rob Dixon. He's going to have a look at the remaining couple of weeks at the X Factor. It's over to Rob.
Thank you to Andy Holding then for his preview of Strictly Come Dancing this week. I'm fortunate enough now to be joined by our reality trader, reality Rob Dixon, who's on the line now to look at the X Factor, and because Alex Dunn is away enjoying himself this weekend in Edinburgh, he's also going to have a little look at I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here as well. First of all, welcome along, Rob.
Thank you, Dave.
Let's spin through the outright then for the X Factor. Just four left now, and Matt Terry is 4-6 favourite. Sarah Alto is 9-4, 5 After Midnight, 8-1. Emily Middlemas, also 8-1. Major move for Sarah Alto. She's been a huge prize in this competition, hasn't she, Rob?
Yeah, she's been as big as sort of 33-1 up to probably about 2-3 weeks ago, really. She's had an amazing couple of weeks, buoyed by sort of the producers have really given her a push as well. You kind of think that she was fodder for a lot of the series, and obviously, especially with Honey G and Sharon's group, that they'd focus most of the choreography on Honey G, but she's had a couple of really good weeks or so, and obviously with Honey going now, she is Sharon's last remaining act, and you can certainly see her getting to the final if not pushing Matt close.
Do you think she's value at 9-4 or not?
Probably not now, no. I think you kind of think that maybe she's peaked in the show, and maybe that the value is probably with one of 5 After Midnight or Emily. Which one that is, though, is probably up for debate, because I can see Ivan coming second to Matt in the final. I think Matt's kind of nailed on now to win, but I can see whichever one survives this week getting the bounce in the final.
You've got a number of markets out on the William Hill website. Let's just have a look at the ninth elimination, because this is probably going to be the most popular as the week goes on. 5 After Midnight are 11-10 to be a ninth out. Emily Middlemas is 13-8. Sarah Alto 7-2, and Matt Terry 16-1. What do you reckon? Ninth elimination, Rob?
Yeah, I think it is a two-horse race still between 5 After Midnight and Emily. The producers have done a lot for Emily in the last few weeks. She's definitely had a few pimp slots. They've wanted to keep her in the show. Also, you kind of think that she's struggling with the vote if they're having to do that. And 5 After Midnight kind of found themselves sort of the shortfall there. They kind of got themselves into the bottom two last week, albeit the fact that it was a really good performance in the sing-off against Honey G. So you always think that the bounce for this is needed. So I think 5 After Midnight get the better career over Emily Middlemas in this. I think they'd probably want them in the final, so at 13-8, Emily's probably the value selection to go out the two.
Okay, Rob, that's X Factor done. Quick word on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Scarlett Moffat is 8-13 favourite to win it. Joel Dommett is 7-2. Adam Thomas, 4-1. Martin Roberts, 16-1. Sam Queck is 20s. And Wayne Bridge, also 20-1. Would Scarlett be a bad result for the company? Because she was installed as, I think she was installed as favourite when the market opened, and she's just got shorter and shorter and shorter, and now odds on at 8-13.
Yeah, Scarlett's not the best result that we're going to have once you add it. I mean, you can't get to this stage of the year and you've got your four major events. So you've got X Factor, you've got Matt Terry odds on favourite for X Factor, you've got Danny Mac favourite odds on favourite for Strictly. Andy Murray is pretty much a shoe-in, I'd say, for Sports Personality. Once you add in Scarlett Moffat as well, I think I worked out today that the fourfold on that still pays sort of 4-1, 9-2. So yeah, you sort of rack up liabilities with Scarlett. Albeit the fact that it's been it's a short series, it's only sort of 3 weeks compared to your 5 months for X Factor and Strictly. you rack up liabilities, and yeah, Scarlett's not the greatest result for us. We need one of the two boys, possibly Joel or Adam, to beat her, but you kind of think their chances may have gone. They had sort of favoritable edits in the last few days. It's gone back to Scarlett now. Scarlett's sort of the one that they call for anything that happens in the camp. Scarlett's always a bit the film that they show. She did the task last night that she was very good at. I think there's one more task to do before the last. It'd be the last four, because it's a double eviction tonight. So the last four do that one final challenge. So
you mentioned that fourfold: Danny Mack, Matt Terry, Scarlett Moffat, Andy Murray in Strictly, The X Factor, I'm a Celebrity, and Sports Personality of the Year, respectively. 4.31 to 1. You can have that accumulator right here, right now, with William Hill. Do you think any of those four get beat?
I think if there's going to be one, I'm still not overly convinced that Danny Mack wins Strictly. I still think there's quite a big momentum behind Louise Redknapp, and I think Louise is basically the saviour of that bet from a bookmaker's point of view. I think the other three are starting to look quite nailed on now. I think Scarlett will get more favourable edits now in the last sort of 2-3 days. Obviously, the final's on Sunday for that. It's going to be difficult to find somebody to beat Matt Terry. And obviously Andy Murray's performances, not only this year, but based on the fact that he's won the previous 2 years, you know that the voting public are going to be out there for him. And again, you think, especially in sports personality, you think that the alternative will kind of take votes off each other. So I think Andy Murray is pretty much nailed on for sports personality as well.
We have got betting without Andy Murray. Alistair Brownlee is the 8-11 favourite in that market. Laura Trott 9-2. Mo Farah 5-1. Gareth Bale 7-1. Nick Skelton 16-1. Jamie Vardy, Jason Kenny, Max Whitlock all 20s, 50-1, and bigger the rest. There's going to be a massive move here for Nick Skelton, I think. Rob,
yeah,
Dixon.
Definitely. We chatted about this a few months ago, didn't we? But it's the potential. If you think of the last few years, you've seen social media gamble, sorry, for Lee Halfpenny and Kevin Sinfield. So Nick Skelton again, sort of 16-1, certainly couldn't put you off that. Even the Welsh vote, you could see getting behind Gareth Bale. Mm. So maybe split stakes on those two.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that happening. Rob, thank you for your company on the podcast.
Pleasure.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. You can follow Rob Dixon on Twitter at @reality_Rob. You can follow myself at D Kellner. Thank you to Andy Holding for his contribution at the start of this podcast. And we'll be back with more specials betting next week.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.